Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 8 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 10 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 7 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 6 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 6 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 6 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 5 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 6 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 5 degrees.
TV8 ABA mobile.
Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Clear. 8 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 11 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 12 degrees.
Good morning from Kilo Bravo 8 Romeo Charlie Romeo Key Bear Sierra. Riding over here in Remus. Listening.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 12 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 13 degrees.
KD8 ABA mobile.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 14 degrees.
KD8 ABA mobile.
KANIFS XH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
Good evening, Jerry. How are you? This is KC VOA.
Hi, Rick.
How are you doing on this beautiful by me day? Got my outside stuff done, just kind of warming up for the afternoon. Currently by me it is sunny. From where I sit, I don't see a cloud in the sky. And temperature is currently, it's all up to 11 above. I think we have maybe, 8 inches of snow on the grass. Other than that, could stand a little bit of a meltdown. Would be great. I would love it. My dog would love it. You got a haircut today? I'll bet you he was a little cold out walking, but such is life. I was cold, so he had to be cold, too. I don't think he actually knows from the cold. He likes it. What's going on by you? K-A-9-S-X-H.
Well, Terry, we have a condensate pump that the hose came out of, and unfortunately, the humidifier was piped into it, and when the humidifier's on, there's a constant stream of water that goes through, and ended up with all that water on the floor. So, got that pretty much cleaned up, and fat fans going on it now for the last 24 hours, just about. And it's pretty well dried up right now, which is a good thing. It helps when the air is very dry to begin with, and so forth. And now I have to replumb that hose back into the condensate pump. So that's one of the little tasks I'm working on right now. That and apparently Amazon upgraded a whole bunch of stuff, and the Amazon Echo is acting differently and everything else. And trying to relearn that, and apparently it now has 8 different voices, and the wife was upset with the change in the voice and everything else, so I'll have to explain that to her when she gets home tonight, that, hey, it's got 8 different voices now. You can pick and choose. Apparently the weather is 14.9 degrees here, Fahrenheit, above zero, and, got maybe 6 to 8 inches of snow on the ground, total cover right now. In some places, it could be a lot less because we've had some winds. And I've been keeping up feeding the squirrels and the birds. They much needed it with these cold temperatures. And I know you've had the same cold temperatures, if not colder, because we get some warming effect off of Lake Michigan that you probably don't get unless the wind was to change direction. So that has helped us out a bunch. It's also helped us out with lake effect snows on the west side of the state, and we're getting a few drifting across now to the east side from time to time. It's, I'm going to say it's partly sunny out there. I could say partly cloudy. Depends on the given moment. But not a whole lot new going on here. Trying to stay on the warm side of the door. I wasn't too bad, but I was out there scraping snow off the driveway earlier today, but I'm cold now, so back inside. Over to you, Terry.
All right. And on the lake effect stuff. Oh, yeah. Totally familiar with that here. I'm close enough. And over the years, there have been a number of times when I was working, I had a few job sites that were right down near the lake. And, oh boy, that can be quite pronounced really near the lake, even if the wind is not coming from that direction. I know one time I was heading down to one of those jobs and on the work truck, of course, with I got about 4 blocks away, and right at that point is where the lake effect took effect. I got to my job, and there was a foot of heavy, wet snow there, just there, that close to the lake, you know, maybe a total of 10 blocks near the lake, 15 blocks maybe. But I got there, that heavy, wet snow is enough so my stuff wouldn't go on it. I had a heck of a time getting done, and oh boy, it was memorable. And currently, lake effect could mean pretty much different things where I'm living. But my drive is clear, streets are clear, and like I say, good conditions this morning. My wife and I went shopping. Dog got a haircut. And like I say, currently I'm just wrapping down into the afternoon. I got some cooking to do here really quick. But anyway, yeah. Isn't that something, how that water stuff goes? By me, we have no humidifier. I think the humidity in the house is maybe 10. I would, in other words, it's so low, I really would, I don't know if I could take enough precautions to do something that was just a static critical as far as electronics. So anyway, back to you. KA9SXH.
By humidifier, yeah, I try to keep the humidity up at least above 30% in the house. Between 30% and 40% is what I like. Don't want it above 50, then you start having other problems in the house and so forth. But yeah, if I can keep it around 30% to 40%, I'm happy with that. It keeps the static down and everything else, and makes a difference. Instead, every time you cut the cat, you get a shock. You know that it's time to crank the humidifier up just a little bit more. My humidifier is tied into the furnace, so I can make adjustments there. With that, I'll turn it back over to you, KCBOA.
Real quick, Rick. Now I'll make this my last transmission to get on with my afternoon here. Daylight's burning, you might say. And my latest radio things I'm playing with is currently Bofang. Quite impressed. And the big deal about that is the price, of course. And that fits right in with the new ham wanting to try things out and not wanting to spend big bucks on something that he just wants to try. Well, at that price, you can't beat it. And it puts an HT in your hand. It comes in a box that looks like Icom can with any of the other ones. You open the box and everything is in there. HT, antenna, battery, charger, cradle, a couple of mobile earpiece, etc. All of that. It's all in there. It's all in one. And that's the big deal about it. You put it in your hand and it feels much the same as an Icom that cost 10 times that. I know. So, you take care. Have a great day. Okay, I'll see you again. This is Terry. KA9SXH.
Well, Terry, you have a wonderful day, and I'm kind of a late comer to the Bofangs. I got my first one last year. I got the BMR radio, picked up a couple of the UV5R minis, and I just recently ordered another one for Fox in the Box for fox hunting. And I've got that coming. It should be here next Tuesday. Terry, you have a wonderful day, and cook a wonderful meal. Make the wife happy. We'll talk to you later. 73 KC8BOA.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 14 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 14 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 14 degrees.
KC8YVF Mobile.
KC8YVF, KC8VOA. Have you taken the icicles off yet?
Good evening, Rick. Just got out of work and headed home here.
Yeah, you got pretty good timing getting out of there tonight. Hopefully you started up ahead of time.
Yeah, the two girls in the office is who I got to wait for all the time. So one girl always pops right out at 5, and then the other one's got to clean up things, get paperwork put away at the end of the day and that. So it depends. But, yeah, we got out at 4 minutes after, which was pretty good.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I would assume Tiffany's pretty prompt.
What was that, Rick? I didn't catch it. Sorry.
I would assume Tiffany is pretty prompt.
Yeah, she usually is. That's the one that I always have to wait for. Because you know, she's kind of the lead person in the office, so she's tidying up, getting all the paperwork for the end of the day, all the orders put together and stapled, and then they got to go in the storage room. And but yeah, she's usually done out pretty good. Better than the last girl we had. She would stick around there, and of course I'm the key holder, one of them. And the other key holder, as soon as that clock hits 5, he's out the door running, literally. And, yeah, one girl we had, she would sit there for 15, 20 minutes just futzing around, and it's kind of like, you want to hurry this up? I would like to go home.
Yep. Yep. I can imagine. Yeah, it's good. You had a long day there and putting stuff in and everything else. It's time to go. So that makes for a long day.
Yeah, today wasn't bad. Tuesday was good. Today wasn't bad. Yesterday, it was like I was fighting my way through the day all day long. Boss has been giving me parts to put up that are one-off parts that he's found out in the warehouse. Some of these are so old, you can't find any information on them. And, of course, in order for me to put them up on our website, I've got to have photos of them. I've got to have descriptions and weights and all of this. And like I said, some of these things are so old, been sitting in the warehouse and haven't been online to sell, that I'm trying to find the information that I need to get things put up. So, wasn't a fun day yesterday.
No, I don't imagine it's fun. And I imagine he wants to get that stock moved out of there, get it moving on. It's taking up space and costing money.
That's exactly it. Some of the questions is, why is that stuff hasn't been online before? They just found it in the back room someplace, and yeah, I don't know. And like I said, a lot of these he's got marked down in price and one-off pricing, so yeah, it could sell tomorrow, and then I just spent 20 minutes, half hour putting it online to get rid of it, and then it's gone tomorrow, which I hope, but that's the way it is. So I finally finished up that task, but I imagine tomorrow he'll fill up this spreadsheet again. He normally, once I get it done, he will start loading it up again for more stuff. I don't mind the new parts with current stuff. It's just those old parts are a little taxing trying to find all the information for. When there's you do a Google search and they don't come up on Google search, then I'm in trouble.
Yep. So you're the silent salesman.
That's exactly it. We try and outdo our customers. A lot of the other sites that I go to when I do a search, they don't have a photo up, they don't have a description up, they don't have measurements or anything on the parts, and it just, here's a part number and a part, you know, page with no picture on it. They don't even know what it looks like or what it is, and we try not to be that, not to be our competition. And like I said, we have a photo studio at work, so even the photos, when I put up basic photos, our guy will go back and take the actual part and do a 360 shot of it and put that up online. So, again, there was a couple other customers that did that, and they've actually gone out of business, so that's good for us.
Yep, that helps. That helps. Well, they're going to hang around and be in business for a few more years anyways. That way you can get to retire, and others get a chance to retire. So, yep, who knows when this current boss you got right now, when he decides to retire, then what happens?
There is nobody. So once him and his brother retire, and his brother's probably mid-50s, and the boss that's here, probably mid to late 40s, so, you know, another 20 years they've got, but I'll be long gone from there. From work and life, probably both, but, yeah, that's it. There is no son or daughter or someone that's going to take over the business.
Yep, that's a crying shame. Well, maybe there's a nephew or something to get involved one of these days.
Yep, don't know. There's a lot of places out there where they run kind of the bloodline. That was where my wife first worked when she started up at Westside Decorating. Gary Fondrick, that still lives in the subdivision there, was the owner. Well, he bought it from his dad. Oh boy, I just missed the train. The train just came in behind me. I'm just going through the intersection, sitting at the corner of Davenport and the expressway here. So anyhow, yeah, his son didn't want anything to do with it. His daughter didn't want anything to do with it. So he ended up, his nephew, his sister's son, ended up taking over the business and doing pretty good with it, I guess. So he had a building business, building reputation in that, so as long as he didn't run it in a hole, but he's been doing good as far as we know.
Good, Derek. I've been in and bought paint there, too. Yeah, Gary, he lives closer to you than he does me now. He used to just be two doors down from me, but he lives closer to you now.
I know. He went moved out of the two-story because they were having problems climbing stairs and that, and moved down to the Verovitz Park, right down at the end of my road, basically. So we didn't know about that until he ran for supervisor and then listed his address, and I'm thinking, it was on Verovitz, and I'm thinking, he doesn't live on Verovitz. It's, and we didn't know he moved, so that's how we found out.
Yeah, he downsized and so forth, no kids home, everything else. Him and Nancy did need to climb in them stairs. They've had knee replacements too, so it's a good thing to get done. That way they're on that single level and everything else. And the guy that passed on, that's the house they bought, the guy that passed on there was younger than we are. So that was unfortunate.
Yep, that it was. But, yeah. Still don't see him. He used to walk around the subdivision with the dog once in a while, but we haven't seen him this year. But now he's township supervisor, so he's got his hands full again. Job I wouldn't want, that's for sure. Yeah, it's going to be a more relaxing weekend, at least. We've got nothing going on Sunday. But Saturday, we've got taking the kids and my daughter and son-in-law. We've got tickets to the Blue Man Group show up in Midland. So we're going to go up for that on Saturday at 2 o'clock, and then we'll stop back for dinner. Everybody wanted to stop by Genghis Khan up there for dinner. So that's their plans for Saturday. So hopefully my grandson doesn't have any episodes, and they've been trying to keep him away from all sweets here so he doesn't have an issue for this weekend. So if that happens, then mom and dad, or one of them's got to stay home, and kind of messes up the weekend. So they've been trying real hard to keep him on the straight and narrow until the through the weekend.
Well, hopefully whatever's going on there, they find out what's going on with him and get him all corrected so he's able to pretty much be a normal life.
Yeah, something. The new medication they got him on isn't helping. He's had more on this new medication than he did on the last one. It's not any major ones. They've been short duration, but he almost has one or two a night. And like I said, they're only at nighttime because his brain's going 90 miles an hour all day long, and then he tries to go to sleep, and it's still going 90 miles an hour, and that's when he has his issues. But so yeah, it should be a fun weekend at least. I'm looking forward to it. Don't have anything now for club-wise. I do got to get stuff together here this weekend. Tomorrow night I'll be busy. I got to get the newsletter done, and then I've got the ARRL reports to get done. They got to be in by February 1st, so that'll be tomorrow night, and Saturday morning is getting all that data together to do the EC report and that manager's report and all of that stuff and get it sent into the ARRL.
There is always something, isn't there? Just about time you think you're getting ahead, you're not.
And then by the time I get done, it's the first of the month again on Monday, and now I've got all of my state reports to do. So, yeah, you know, it just catches up with me. I'm lax at doing that. I should come home after the club meeting and board meeting and do the minutes right there and just have them ready to go, and I don't. And I like to admit it. I'm always saying, oh, yeah, that's right. It's a monthly report, so I got to get the net reports and my EC reports and prompt everybody to send me their stuff, and then, like I said, now it's the end of the year reports that have got to go in, so never-ending battle.
Yeah, you're going to have to get AI to help you put that together.
Yeah, there you go. And my assistants don't help, so Jeff's never around, and Mike doesn't do it, so it's just me on those things. So, but at least we got through field day, and now it's get these reports done, and all I got is the newsletter until May, and then it starts all over again when we start up again with the MS walk, and then Dayton, and all the things fields, you know, June for field day again, so we'll start all over again.
Yeah, it all takes time. It all takes time. And You'd be surprised how much time you can tie up into that stuff, putting it all together. I know it eats a lot of time up.
Yep, I don't mind doing it, Ed, but like I said, this is going on 19 years now for EC, and it's starting to get to me a little bit to try and keep up with everything. And had to do a quick little print on Tinkercad again. My grandson needs a bracelet, basically, for epilepsy. And she can buy them online, but everything that she can buy online are all metal tags, engraved metal tags. Well, he can't have a metal tag for working on stuff out in the shop or the shop things that he's doing at school. It's got to be plastic. And she was not able to find a single plastic medical alert tag out there. So she showed me a couple, so I got on Tinkercad and made her up one. So, and she could have got one with a silicone bracelet, but he would tear that up. So he's got a paracord bracelet that buckles together, and we're just going to sew that onto the paracord bracelet, so he's got his identification bracelet then.
Oh, very good. Very good. What are you going to make it out of? Are you going to make it out of TPU, or are you going to make it out of another material?
I printed it off last night just out of, because it's in two color, just out of PLA, and we'll see how that does. So we'll just start with that.
Oh, very good. Very good. Well, there is another alternative besides that, and that's getting it tattooed on.
And she thought about that, too. So that was another alternative. Because like I said, if he is able to work, he wants to work in construction and heavy machinery, and he can't have anything dangling from around his neck. Or the wristband is about the only thing, so... And something that can be, you know, if it got tangled, removed easily or break away easily. So that's what she's got to look at. So I printed her up one last night. The first one I did, she wanted it in three colors. It was 40 color changes and an hour and a half. So yesterday I redesigned it in just two color, and it printed in 15 minutes.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Very good. Yeah, oldest boy ordered a Carbon X, the new one, with the material changer on it, and we'll have to wait and see how that turns out. He was debating on how many colors he wanted. He's finally settled on just the four color, not the eight, so he's waiting on that now.
Alrighty, yeah, I've been reading or listening to more videos and information on this bill that they're trying to pass out in Washington State with the printers. That is just a mess. And I guess New York State is also looking to do something as well. And if either one of those passes, it's a big screw-up, I'll tell you. They're trying to fix something that, you know, they got a hangnail on their toe and they're going to cut off the leg in order to fix it. And by basically banning 3D printers, essentially, it's not going to be good.
Well, here again, criminals will be criminals. It's a gets it off her phone to have a gun, but they still happen, don't they? And even if there wasn't any guns in this country, that would still happen. And the same thing happened in the other countries, too. Well, guns are outlawed, but people still get shot there. That's not the cure. That's not the fix. And they need to understand that. And it goes back to the point of 3D printers were all riprap originally. That was none of this other stuff that's going on right now. And it was all these people that were doing riprap printers that helped develop and make things move her along a lot faster. You know, Crucial was one of the first ones to do the riprap printers and produce and make things move on and on, but it was with others that helped him move that along and open source. And that's how the open source community came about. Well, now there's starting to be other licensing and stuff like that goes on and so forth that kind of puts the brakes on a lot of things. It's unfortunate.
Exactly it, that they want to run all everything that you want to print has to run through a government server to see if it's approved. And you can only print, and like the one guy said, it's money stuff. Not only, you know, they're saying, well, you know, we got people printing ghost guns and all of that, and it's kind of like, what, 0.1% of the people who own printers are printing ghost guns? But like the one guy said, a ghost gun is any gun that can't be, how they put it, I can't remember. So a gun that has its serial number filed off is a ghost gun. Or a ghost, you know, so it's not just 3D printers, it's any gun that they can't identify, they throw it in the classes because it's a ghost gun because we can't identify it. So, like you said, there's like 0.1% actually printing guns from 3D printers, and the rest, the majority of them are just all these things tossed into that category of miscellaneous. And he said, the bigger thing is money. So, you know, you see up online, here's a Daffy Duck or a Mickey Mouse figurine to print. And it's kind of like, you know, well, Disney didn't want you to print those because that's their license. They're the, you know, the holder of that property. So, you know, if we've got to run through a government server and it'll be outlawed. You can't pick that, you know, can't print that Mickey or Minnie doll or figurine unless you pay for it. And so, you know, that's more of it is money involved here.
Yep, and think about all the things you're doing. Part of the reason you got that printer to begin with was to be able to make and do repair parts and other things. And guess what? You're not going to be able to do it. That's the bad part about it. And for those that want to tinker with the 3D printer and everything else and assemble them and so forth, that's gone out the window now.
Exactly. That's what the guy online said today. You know, it was the guys that tinkered with it and all of that that developed the industry and are doing it now. And you know, without the open source, without the can't think of the firmware that a lot of them use. You know, without that the community works on and that to advance what they can do. Look what they've come in the last few years. I mean, I didn't get started into it until almost 2 years ago. And what, you know, 5 years ago, what you were looking at to what you got now, they've essentially become toasters that you can just put in, you know, tell it to print something and it'll do it, so without little involvement. But yeah, if this passes out in Washington, it's another knee-jerk reaction to a problem that is a minuscule problem. But again, lawmakers, you know, we're bound to that. Who wants ghost guns? We're going to just pass this law that kills everything. And it was the same thing that happened out in California. They passed a law that they couldn't have lead in any children's toys. Well, with the stroke of the pen, they wiped out the multi-billion-dollar RV industry, the ATV RV industry, because a lot of things that are in the products, the engines and things like that on, you know, recreational vehicles and that have lead in them. And it's not a kid's toy, but like they said, they complained and they end up modifying the law because, oh, we hadn't thought of that, you know, because what lawmaker isn't in favor of, you know, saving kids, you know, that was the whole thing, we're going to save kids. Well, yeah, but you wiped out, again, you got an ingrown toenail and you're going to cut off the leg to fix it, so They had to go back and change the law because they figured, well, the spark plug has lead in it, and your kid might pull the spark plug out of the ATV and suck on it, I guess, but they're not the smartest bunch, that's for sure. They're only in it for their own rear end and get reelected, so they get that free health care and pension and that for the rest of their life. So, all right, Rick, I'm in the driveway. I'll let you go. We'll talk on this one another time. So, KC8BUA, KC8YVF.
Okay, Ron, you have yourself a wonderful night, and I don't know if you've heard anything about the VPNs in Michigan or not, but they wanted to shut VPNs down in Michigan. You have a good night. KC8BUA, 73.
Nope, I haven't heard that one either. Everybody's got to have their hand in something. 73, KC8YVF, clear.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 10 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 7 degrees.
This is KF8EDQ listening.
Good evening, 2000 hours, cloudy, 5 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, cloudy, 4 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, cloudy, 2 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, cloudy, 0 degrees.